Russ Evans, and later on, my esteemed co-host, Pat Rooney Jr., will be joining me, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and we will start things off, as we do each and every week, with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom Service, Brakes, Batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour is in San Antonio this weekend at the Valero Texas Open. They're playing on a very short course, 6,880-yard par 70 La Cantera Golf Club in San Antonio. It's the final year they're playing at La Cantera before they move to the brand new AT&T golf course in San Antonio. And after three rounds of play, actually it's not three full rounds because they have been rain delayed out there in San Antonio, but the leaderboard looks like this. Zach Johnson, the defending champion, is your third round leader. He is in the clubhouse through 54 holes at 15 under par. He shot a 10 under par round of 60 yesterday, and he just got in before darkness came to take a three-stroke lead over three-time Texas Open champion Justin Leonard and Paul Guidos. Both Leonard and Guidos are at 12 under par. Each of those men are through 12 holes on their third round, so they will be part of the 14 players taking to the course early this morning to make up their third round before the final round starts. Mark Leishman and Scott Sterling tied for fourth at 10 under par. Then you've got Dustin Johnson, Todd Fisher, Bill Haas, Stephen Ames, Frederick Jakobsen, and Brian Davis all at minus nine. So all six of those men are at 9 under par, six shots back of Zach Johnson. And as I mentioned, Zach Johnson is the defending champion here at the Valero. He's got that three-shot lead going into today. Still with Justin Leonard and Paul Guidos on the course for six more holes this morning. So that lead could shrink, that lead could extend, depending on what those guys do early this morning when they take to the course first thing. Zach Johnson yesterday holding out from 84 yards for an eagle on the par 4 7th. He also had 8 birdies. So he had an eagle and 8 birdies on his round and 9 pars. Not a bad day to get to 10 under par 60, which ties the tournament record there at the Valero Texas Open. It was a very soggy day, of course. Rain interrupted the round. A 5-hour rain delay. Now, it was an interesting day watching golf. If you were trying to watch golf yesterday, which I was, I actually ended up watching more baseball yesterday than golf. I watched the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays early on, and then I watched the Fox afternoon game was the Mets and the Giants because most of the golf was rain delayed. You know, I tuned in at 2 o'clock trying to watch the Cybase, and we'll get to the LPGA Cybase Classic leaderboard in just 1 second. And at 2 o'clock on ESPN2, what did I see? It was Maryland versus Syracuse in an NCAA lacrosse quarterfinal. ESPN2 had the coverage of the Cybase yesterday from 2 to 4, but the Cybase didn't come on until 2:30 because the quarterfinal lacrosse game between Syracuse and Maryland went half an hour late. So I was watching college lacrosse there for about half an hour. Actually, I flipped over to the White Sox-Blue Jays game and checked that game out until the LPGA golf came on. Yeah, I'm a dork. I'm a golf dork. And then at 3 o'clock when CBS, the coverage of the third round of the Valero was supposed to start, we were joined by Jim Nance and our good buddy Ian Baker Finch, a Jupiter resident, Ian Baker Finch, who joins us very periodically here on Golf Exchange. Jim Nance and Ian Baker Finch killed about 2 hours and 15 minutes just talking about, well, they also showed highlights of the 2007 Valero Texas Open, and they killed some time with that, but I wasn't about to watch that, so I flipped over to the Mets-Giants game and the White Sox-Blue Jays game, and CBS, their three-hour window yesterday was 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Rain delay lasted until 5:15 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:15 there in Texas. So you had about 45 minutes of live golf coverage yesterday on CBS for the Valero, and you only had about an hour and a half of what was supposed to be 2 hours of golf coverage for the Cybase Classic in New Jersey because of college lacrosse, a quarterfinal match between Maryland and Syracuse. Anyway, Paul Guidos and three-time Valero champion Justin Leonard, as I mentioned, they're both at 12 under par through 12 holes. They will resume play today, as I mentioned, 14 players taking the course first thing this morning to finish their third round before starting the final 18, which will they will repair for that. So 5-hour rain delay yesterday. The course got over 2 inches of rain, and that's a big part of why these guys are going so low. You've seen some 62s this week. You saw a 62 yesterday from Dustin Johnson. You saw the 60 tying a tournament record by Zach Johnson. Same thing today. I would expect the winner to be somewhere around 20 under par, at least 20 under par. Zach Johnson starts his final round today at 15 under. I would imagine he would go at least 5 or 6 deep in his final round because the course is going to be awfully receptive. Those greens are going to be like pin cushions. They're so wet and soft. So they'll definitely be going much lower today for the final round at the Valero Texas Open. Let's take a look at the LPGA Tour leaderboard. The Sybase Classic in New Jersey, playing on the 6,400-yard par 72 Upper Montclair Country Club track in Clifton, New Jersey. And after 3 rounds of play, 2-way tie for the top spot. Ji Young Oh and Suzanne Pedersen are both at 12 under par. Brittany Lincecum, solo third at minus 11. You've got a 2-way tie for fourth. Paula Kramer and Michelle Wee are both at 9 under par. Michelle Wee sniffing the leaderboard going into today's final round, tied for fourth, just 3 shots back of Oh. Candy Kung is solo sixth at minus 7. Then you've got a 3-way tie for seventh. Ai Miyazato, Maura Dunn, and Helen Alfredson are all at 6 under par. But this is great news for the LPGA Tour. Michelle Wee playing awfully good this week. She had a first round 70, 2 under par 70 on Thursday, followed that up with a nice 3 under par 69 on Friday. And then yesterday, she goes even lower. 4 under par 68 for yesterday's third round puts her at 9 under par overall through 54 holes. So she is trending awfully nicely here throughout the weekend. 70 on Thursday, 69 on Friday, 68 yesterday. Hoping, I know the LPGA Tour is quite sure that they're hoping she goes even lower today. And that would obviously be the biggest story here. That would be a perfect storyline if Michelle Wee was to get her first ever career LPGA Tour victory, and it would be her first win since way back in 2003. Michelle Wee's last tournament victory was over 6 years ago. She won the USGA Women's Amateur Public Links back in 2003. So that would be great if Michelle Wee were to win today, and we're not supposed to root in the media, but that would be, we root for the story, and there's no doubt that rookie Michelle Wee, quote unquote rookie, she is in her rookie LPGA Tour season, as this is her first season with an LPGA Tour card, but we know that she's not really a rookie in spirit, although technically she is a rookie, but if she were to win today, that would be a huge story. As for 3-time defending Sybase champion Lorena Ochoa, looking to do it 4 times in a row this weekend, probably not going to happen, though. She is 10 shots back of Oh and Pedersen going into today's final round. Yesterday, she shot an even par round of 72. So there's your look at the PGA Tour and LPGA Tour leaderboards this weekend. That's brought to you by Tire Kingdom. It's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. I'll be joined by my co-host Pat Rooney Jr. in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to take a quick break right now. We're coming right back, and in the next segment, we will take a look back.